Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. I am so glad to have you with us, and today we will be talking about God's unfailing love. Wow, think on that. And as we think on it, let's take a deep breath, which we often do. Just breathe and think on his unfailing, unending love. The love that is always there. That isn't about who you are or what you are, but that you are his and he loves you eternally. So let's take a deep breath. Let's breathe in the goodness and the unfailing of God. Let's hold it in our spirit and know that he loves us. We are the beloved of God. You are his beloved. Hold that in your spirit and breathe out. Breathe out anything that says that you are not the beloved of God. For with surety, for with truth, for with the knowledge, know that you are indeed the beloved of God. We're going to take a moment to listen to Hillsong, Unending Love. hear Unending Love by Hillsong. You know, it part of it says, I lay all that I am at your feet. One thing I know, I'm humbled by your majesty, and I know that you will accept me. I feel like that's what the song is saying. Well, let's talk about God's unfailing love. And unfailing, as I look that up, it means always able to supply more. Wow. It's constant. It's unflagging. It's incapable of error. It's infallible. So God's unfailing love is constant. It has a never-ending supply. It's an unending love, as the song says. It's unconditional. It's without fail or change. It's immutable. God's unfailing love for us is immutable. It won't change. You know, we can have lovers and we can have family love, that agape love, and the different types, eros love, but that can be fleeting in human form. But God's love, it doesn't change. He loves you. As I said at the beginning of the program, you are his beloved child, beloved. You're his beloved. And because he has this unlimited, he is love. You know, he really is. As I talked about last week about grace, that grace was an element of who he was. It's not something he mixes up or a compound. If we were talking about chemistry, about God, love would be another element, a base element of who he is. And so a lot of times the closest that we come to knowing God's unfailing love is that love that in the earth realm we have between a parent and a child. You know, mama, daddy love, that love that, you know, you can do no wrong in their sight, and even if you do wrong, they still gonna love you anyway. But even that sometimes, you know, because there are people who don't have the best relationships with their family, so even that in human form is conditional. If you do this, then you'll be loved. And some people even see God as that he has a conditional, as long as I'm good, as long as I do this, as long as I follow this, as long as I do that, they base their thoughts of what love is on what they've been conditioned to believe. But God's love is beyond that. Whether you do this or not, you're his child. He's going to love you. He loves you. And with God's love, we don't have to perform. We don't have to do certain things. We don't have to do that. He loves us anyhow. You know, it's that more than enough love, where in the earth realm it's, am I pretty enough? Am I slim enough? Am I rich enough? Am I good enough? Well, God's unfailing love is enough, and you're enough for him. Scripturally, let's say, I'll go to Psalms 13:5, but I trust you in your unfailing love. You know, that is the psalmist saying, I trust, Lord, in your unfailing love. And he loves us for who we are, and we're just enough for him. We're more than enough for him. God's love is there at the beginning and will be ever present, steadfast, unfailing, whether we are our best or our worst. That's so, you know, and it's not that I'm promoting that you be this way or that way, or, but it's just saying that his love is steadfast, and whether you're at your best, he's still going to love you. When you fail, he's still going to love you. When you pick yourself up, he's still going to love you. That love, it just keeps on going and going, like the Ever Ready Bunny that used to be a commercial about the Ever Ready Bunny. It just keeps going and going and going. Well, God's love keeps going and going and going. And when you think about unfailing love, this purest form, this element of who God is, there's even dimensions and new heights and places
and God's love that we can go. You can have a relationship with God and just feel like, oh, I'm there. I feel his love. But as the longer you go, you feel another dimension of his love. And then you can go on to another dimension of his love because it's never ending. It's eternal. So there's more and more dimensions, more and more levels of his love. Oh, that's so amazing. God's love is always present. It says, when you call me, the word says, when you call me, I will answer. You know, we can have lovers and boyfriends and whatever. Sometimes you hear from them, sometimes you don't. Or even if you're married, sometimes you can be in the room with your spouse. And sometimes you feel like even in the midst of your marriage, you're still lonely. But God's present. He's there at all times at any given moment. You can just call on him. And he says, when you call me, no matter when it is, in the middle of the night, at your worst, at your best, when nobody else understands you, if you call me, that's a guarantee, that's a promise, I will answer you. And, you know, he knows our weaknesses, and he knows our strengths, our triumphs, our defeats, and he loves us anyhow. Ooh, it's that anyhow kind of love, girl. It's that anyhow, no matter who you are, anyhow, I'm going to love you. No matter what you do, anyhow, I'm going to love you. But, you know, even though, and I have to say that, even though that he loves us anyhow, we still are, there comes that measure of free will. And with that measure of free will is our responsibility for the choices and the actions that we do. He loves us when we do wrong, but there will still be the choices and the consequences of those actions, good or bad, that we will still realize. But while even we're going through the consequences of the actions for whatever we've done, he still loves us in that place. You know, the places where you know you've done something that maybe you feel ashamed about. You know, whatever. He loves you through those places. And sometimes we hold on to those places, maybe something you've done in your past. And that's why, you know, leave those things that are behind you. You have to let the past go because God is, he's so loving, forgiving, that he allows that to be left, whatever that was in your past that you were feeling so shameful, downtrodden about. He's put that in the sea of forgetfulness and so loves you so much that when you come to another level of being and know that you can function at a higher level of being, and though you may have done that in your past, you're in a new day in your present. He has let your past go, be, let it go, and he sees you in this moment, in this reality, in this way, in this place of consciousness that you are right now, where he so loves you that he wants to see you, see yourself in this moment. The past is behind you. Move forward. If you accept God's love and the good that he has prepared for you in the same manner that it is given, it's unconditional and without reservation. You will find peace in knowing that unconditional love. So there comes a place that you have to accept the love and the good that God has for you. Sometimes we feel so undeserving. You know, we can't accept the good of God's love and that he loves us. He only wants the best for us. He wants to see us do right things. You know, he's there beside us in the moments of those error thinking and error actions and error receiving, whatever that is. He's in the midst of that, and he gives us chance and chance and chance again to get it right. And sometimes we go through things over and over again, and sometimes when you go over the same situation, it doesn't come out with a great outcome over and over again. It's a test. And sometimes you have to look in the middle of those bad times and say, what am I supposed to learn here? Because when you stop and ask God, God, you know, I keep coming back to this and bumping my head on this wall in the same spot. What am I to learn here? When you keep meeting the same person that basically, essentially is not good for you, you have to stop at some point and say, what am I supposed to learn here? Because when you stop and ask that question and listen, he'll tell you what it is you were to learn from that. And his love is unconditional. There's no conditions. You know, if you do this, if you turn 50 times, if you jump up and down, if you shout 400 times a day and pray 36 times a day, if you read your word 365 days of the year, 27 times each day, I'll love you. No such thing. He wants us to be familiar with his word so we don't go astray. But he said, I wrote your word in my heart. Now, I'm not saying anything about not reading the Bible, but I'm saying that we don't have to be religious about it. He set us free from that, that you read it because you want to know him, and reading his word brings you into a deeper knowledge of who he is and shows you the dimensions of who God is. You read it because you want that relationship with him, which is more rewarding to him. You seek him. He said, if you seek me, if you ask for me, I'll come to you. I'm there. If I know that you want a relationship with me, all you have to do is say, Lord, I want a relationship with you, and I'm there in that moment that you speak that. The comfort of unconditional love, because God's love is never ending and never changing, and his love is amazing. It's always there, and I know I've said that, but I want to repeat it, that it's unconditional. It's never ending. It's never changing. It's so amazing when you think about it, and it is always there. Nothing in this world that you can do or say will alter his love, for you are his beloved. You are his beloved. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And you can find, I know I do, I find comfort and rest and peace and security through my relationship with him and through the knowledge that his love is unfailing. It'll never fail me. It lifts me up. It secures me in a place closest to him. It knows my strengths. He knows my strengths and my weaknesses and loves me. His love is eternal. It has no beginning and it has no end. It passes all dimensions of our perceptions of space, time, and conditions. So, you know, whatever our finite minds conceive of what love is, God's love is so much more than that. And we can only comprehend so much of how much he loves us and how he loves us and how his love is unending. Our finite minds can only conceive so much of that. Psalm 36:7 says, how priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. And Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protects and comforts me. And, you know, it used to be a time when I think, you know, death, dying, you know, which is, but in this, it's even talking when, you know, death of relationships, death of a marriage, death, the ending of certain things. When you walk through the death of those things that you clung to, he's right there beside you. Even in the death, that transition that we go from this material world to the spiritual world, which we are spiritual beings, that's what we are, have an earthly experience. But even when we go through even the death of self, you know, those things that you cling to that really aren't doing you any good, and you have to let them go, and there's this grief about sometimes letting them go. He's there. He walks beside you. He protects you. He's your rod and your staff. You can lean on him through those periods of that kind of trial. And as I said, it's without conditions. It's without measure. And God's unfailing love is without reservation. It's not because you earned it, not for who you are, what you've done. Even those good things, sometimes we get stuck on the accomplishments that we have had. And, you know, we can think because I'm great and because I've done so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so that I'm all of this, God loves me. Well, if you didn't have that, if you didn't have the education or the career or whatever it is that you find so great about you, if you had none of that, he'd still love you because his love is unfailing. It's not because you earned it. It's not because of what others believe of you. God's love, his unfailing love, is just because you are you, who he created. He just loves you because you're his creation. You're his child. You're his child. The love of God is such a critical concept because it provides salvation. You know, he loved us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. But you know, he was the first begotten Son of many sons and daughters of when you know him as your Father, when you've accepted him and said, I'm your child, you're my Father, we have this relationship, I want this relationship with you. You're one of his begotten sons and daughters. God's love motivates you to grow to a spiritual maturity. And it, God's love secures your future. As you grow to love him and you know that he loves you, it secures who you are, secures your destiny and your future. Well, those were just some of my thoughts on God's unfailing love. The love that is unconditional, without fail, unchanging. And as the definition I read at the beginning of the program says, always able to supply more. So that means to me that when I need it, when I'm in the depths of whatever and I need to feel his love, he is always able to supply more. It's an unending supply. That's awesome. Well, before we end the program, I'm going to read from a book called Quiet Talks with the Master, and it's by Eva Bell Weber, and it's a part of here where it's sort of like her diary, and she is having quiet talks with the Master. So I would like you, as always, or sometimes what we do is just take a deep breath, and share in this moment and allow God to talk to you in this moment. Close your eyes. Take another deep breath. And listen to this. It's called Rest in My Love. And let this be your moment with the Father in which he's saying this. My beloved, as you rest yourself in the love of those about you, those whom you love and who love you, cannot you see how much more you can rest yourself in my love? The love you feel in your daily contacts and which you give out as you pass up and down life highway is, after all, but a product of the great eternal love with which the foundations of the world were builded. And so learn to come and rest in the eternal love which always surrounds you. Judge its qualities by the sweet qualities of the earthly loves which are most dear. And as you thus practice this resting and give yourself entirely over to the sweet, quiet vibration of the great lover, shall all your weariness, all disturbing conditions be lifted from your heart, and you shall go forth so love-filled for all my children that the flowers will spring from the very stones under your feet. You're my beloved. So again, we take a breath. You are the beloved of God. Breathe that in. Settle it in your spirit and breathe anything out that doesn't agree with that, that doesn't affirm that you are the beloved of God. I'm going to leave the program once again with the Unending Love of God by Hillsong, which I played at the beginning of the program. But I just want to tell you that God's love is so amazing. It's unfailing. He's always able to give you more and more of that love. So as we in the program, just think on that. Think on God's unfailing love for you. It'll never fail you. It's always there. Have a blessed week and know that God's love is unfailing. Unending Love by Hillsong once again. Have a blessed week.
There's no And if you're still listening to the program, even I had to play Unfailing Love by Michael Stanley. And some have probably gone off now, but just let the words take you to that place that's unfailing in God's love. And this song can take you into some dimension. Close your eyes and let this unfailing love take you into the dimensions of who God is.
Turn from his bleeding side.